Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon to my radio audience this afternoon. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya. I give him all the glory and honor and praise that's always due to his great, holy, wonderful name. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit. I would like to thank the Heavenly Host, the Son of God. I am here again today. I am here again today to finish where I left off yesterday. Yesterday, I was having a lot of problems with my internet. Everything kept shutting down on me. So I wasn't able to finish the where I left off yesterday. So let me just give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. And I would like to thank all the people that go back and listen to all the recordings that I make right here on this platform. The title of the broadcast yesterday was Take Over of a Society. Who will conquer, us or them? This is part two of that same topic. Let me give you the title again. Take Over of a Society. Who will conquer, us or them? Part two. This is Prophetic Power, Truth, Divine Platform. I am your host, Prophetess Elisheba. Prophetess Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, and I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. We are, if the guest call-in number, if anyone wants to call in, you are free to do so. It's 661-244-9831. This is a takeover, people. I told you that yesterday. Don't take lightly what I am going to be saying to you today and what I said to you yesterday. Please do not take it lightly. I am only here because the God of Israel want me to be here. I'm his prophet. I'm not prophet of T.D. Jakes, no man on this earth. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. I prophesize for him. I speak to you prophetically whatever he tells me to speak. This is a takeover, people, of a society. Of a society. And if you don't understand that, and if you can't see that, it is something definitely, definitely wrong with you. Definitely. No, the world won't be the same that it was 4 years ago or 5 years ago. Things will begin to change drastically. Drastically, as they are doing right now before our eyes. Drastically. The time is drawing very, very near. What time? The time of the new world order. The takeover of a society. That's where you are right now in prophecy. And I know you don't want to believe that. And I don't know. I know a lot of you people don't want to understand that. But I'm here to bring truth, divine truth, divine truth, truth that comes from the heavenly throne of the God of Israel. Ahaya is his name. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off yesterday. We're going to pick it up right where we left off yesterday. It's a takeover of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. I told you yesterday, is that society. This world was created for the children of Israel. Everything that you see in this earth was created for us, the children of Israel. everything you see. The trees, the mountains, the hills, the grass, the cattle, the water, the old, everything. Our God, the God of Israel. He's not the God of the whole world. He's the God of Israel. From Genesis to Revelation, this is what the Bible says. He's the God of Israel. Of course, he created everybody. But he only chose a people in this earth to be his inheritance. And that is Israel. Okay, so that society that is being took down, took over, ran over and ran down is the children of Israel. It have always been like that. I told you that yesterday, since ancient times. And T.D. Jakes and Juanita Bynum and Joyce Myers and Kraft O'Dollar and Paula White and all the rest of your leaders, they don't know what's going on. They can't tell you the prophetic. They don't understand the prophetic. They don't understand the God of Israel, the God of all gods, the God that wrote the Hebrew Scrolls. They don't understand that God. They don't know that God. They know absolutely nothing about him. And that's why they can't tell you nothing that's going on prophetically in this earth. Yeah, they can get up and prophesize lies to you and tell you God love you, Jesus love you, this is going to happen. Oh, he's going to come and help you. Don't worry. Just relax and be still. Y'all can continue to listen to that garbage if you want to. Yes, that's what it is, garbage. You can continue to listen to Joyce Myers talking about it's going to be peace and, you know, just don't worry, just love and, you know, we all those motivation sermons that she teaches. We're not in a time of motivation. We're not in a time of peace. We're not in a time of joy. We're not in a time of love. We're not in that hour. We're not in that time, people. We're not in the time that your leaders are talking about, your bishops, your elders of the Hebrew Israelite churches and all them people. The Hebrew Israelite church, they got everybody standing still, talking about Jesus, especially GOCC now. That's all they talk about is Jesus, Christ, Christ. Christ's going to come back. Christ's going to return and fight for you. You don't have to worry. Just wait till Iran do what they're going to do, and then we're going to make our move. No, it don't work like that. Give me 1 minute. I need some water. 1 minute. My allergies up that quick. One moment, please. I was able to fix my internet, so hopefully things go better with this broadcast today. But it don't work like that, people. It does not work like that. You know, they get up there on Saturday and Wednesday. That's all they talk about, Christ. And Christ's going to come back and fight, and Christ's going to do this. And Christ. What about the God of Israel? What is he going to do? What is he going to do? What is his position in this earth? You never see or hear GOCC and these people talking about the God of Israel. They waiting on Christ, just like the Christian church. They know better than the Christian church. I'm telling you, people, what they teach is a doctrine that they was taught. But I'm not talking about GOCC or IPE and none of them today. I'm just letting you know, people, where you are in the prophetic, where you are right now in the end times. None of your leaders, none of your bishops, none of your elders, none of your pastors, none of them know what's going on right now. They just teaching a doctrine that they've been taught. That's all they teach and understand. but I'm here as the prophet of the God of Israel. I'm here as the prophet of the God of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes. I'm here to set things in order. I'm here to give you truth. I'm here to give you wisdom. I'm here to give you a word of knowledge. I'm here to edify you and let you know exactly what is going on and what's getting ready to happen, like I always have done on this broadcast for the last 3 years. For the last 3 years. Yeah, go back over my tapes and listen. Go back and listen and understand, people, that you are talking to a real prophet of the God of Israel. No, I'm not boosting and boasting and lifting up nothing, but I know who I am, and I know my job, and I know who I am and what I was sent in this earth to do. So it's a takeover, people. It's a takeover of a people, of a kingdom, of a society. You can ask anybody, who is the Hebrew nation? What is the Hebrew people? Don't nobody know nothing. Don't nobody know nothing about Hebrews. Don't nobody know nothing about the Hebrew kingdom. Don't nobody know nothing about the Hebrew nation except them Hebrew Israelites. They know some. This is a shame, people. It is absolutely a shame that you people can continue with your everyday life and not understand where we are in prophecy and what is about to hit this earth and what's already done hit it. So we're going to go right now. We're going to go right now. Come on, people. We're going to go right now. And this message, this word of knowledge, this wisdom, this divine truth, it's only for the remnant. Only the remnant going to understand what the God of Israel wants them to do and how. Only the remnant going to receive the prophet of the God of Israel. Only the remnant. No one else will receive it. It's the same thing just like in ancient times when Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah and Elijah and all of them, Samuel and all of them was talking to the children of Israel. It was only a remnant. It was only a few people that could understand and receive and hear and move into what they had to move into so the God of Israel can help them, save them, and deliver them from the Philistines, from the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Babylonians and the Greeks and the Romans. It's only a remnant going to hear. This is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. This end time teaching, this prophetic mysteries of events is not for everybody, my people. Only the 10%, the remnant, will make it to the kingdom. What kingdom? The Hebrew kingdom. So let's go into our scriptures. Let's get Luke 21. Let's get Luke 21. I told you yesterday, this is a takeover. This is a fight between two brothers. I told you that. Esau and Jacob. Who is Esau? Esau is the Gentiles. That's who they are. They're the Gentiles in the earth. They are the ruling powers in the earth. They are the ones that's over your government structure and your government systems, and everything that you see that's set up in this earth by man, they over that. That's Esau, Jacob, big brother. That's what it's about. It's about an ancient fight that has been going on for many generations between two brothers. No, you Christians don't know who Esau is. You read about him in the Bible, but you don't know who he is. You think Esau dead? Yeah, he's dead, but his kids are not dead. They're still alive. You think Jacob dead? Yeah, Jacob dead, but his children is not dead. The 12 tribes of Israel, they still alive. But you've been taught that they dead and done away with and they don't exist no more. We knew Israel. That's garbage. That's absolutely garbage. I told you yesterday. It's a DNA. It's a genetic code. It's a bloodline for you to be Israel. You have to be a Hebrew. You have to be, Abraham have to be your father. Isaac have to be your father. I'm not talking through no faith and all that religion stuff you've been talking. I'm talking about DNA, bloodline. Your seed. You people don't understand, man. You just don't get it. And guess what? The Gentiles, them, the ones that's going to take over the society, and yeah, they're going to take it over with the New World Order. The order have already been signed. The order is already in place, people. It's already in place, and there's absolutely nothing that nobody can do to stop it. Why? Because it's Bible prophecy. It's already signed. That's why things are moving so quick, so fast, so in a hurry, because they already know what time it is. It's just that you people don't know what time it is. Luke 21, verse 20. Let's start right there. Luke 21, verse 20. Yeah, you think it's, yeah, Russia's Esau's son, okay? Russia is Esau, Edomites. All of them, UK, Britain, France, all of them people, Greeks, Romans, they all are Esau descendants. They know who they are, the ones in ruling powers. They know. But you little white folks running around, you don't know nothing about who you are. Let me help y'all people today. Let me help y'all people. Let me help you Hebrews, the ones that know you are a Hebrew, and the ones that don't know you are a Hebrew. And let me help you Gentiles. Luke 21:20. Let's get it, people. This ain't no game, people. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is real life. This is reality. So snap out of the daydream and the delusion. This is reality. What we see in the world, what is happening now, what is going on with gas and all this stuff going on and food shortage. This is reality. No, your Jesus can't help it go away. No, your Jehovah can't help it go away. No, your Allah, your Buddha, none of your gods can stop what's getting ready to happen. Why? Number one, they're not real no way. They're just images and figures and statues that Esau, Edom, Jacob, big brother, set up in earth to deceive the masses of the world. Talking about some Jesus, man. My mom and them been talking about that stuff for over 500 years. Please, people, wake up and snap out, man. Snap out. Long as they got you believing in a false god named Jesus, a white man, a white image, blue eyes and all that long hair, long as they got you believing in Allah and all these gods and stuff like that, they're going to do the takeover, people. They're going to do the takeover. Guess why? Because the takeover is that they plan on your ignorance. They plan on your intelligence. They plan on the fact that you don't know the real God. And as long as you don't know the real God, the God of Israel, or higher, the God of the Hebrew nation, they're going to take you people down. They're going to take you people down, and they're going to take you down so easy, like they always have took Israel down. They plan on the fact, long as they got you believing in Jesus and going to church and sitting in the choir and all this stuff, thinking something going to change, and got T.D. Jakes, though, prophesizing, laying hands on you, telling them, just wait, and God's going to help you, God's going to help you, and save you and turn things around. Long as they got you people right there, they're going to do the society takeover. They got you people. I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. They have you people right where they want you. And guess what, people? You don't even know how to get out. You don't know how to get away. You waiting on Christ to come and get you. Now, I'm going to show you what your Christ, you believe Christ, but I'm talking about the Mashiach. Yeshaya is his name. He's a Jew. He's a Hebrew. Ain't no Christ. Mashiach in the Hebrew. The Messiah. He's coming, but he ain't coming for what you've been taught that he's coming for. So let me help you today. Let me show you what the Son of God coming to do. Yeah, that was the society that the Romans took down in 70 AD, the Hebrew kingdom. The Hebrew kingdom, they took it down. The Babylonians, they took it down. The Greeks, they took it down. The Persians, they took it down. The Romans took it down. Jerusalem was took down. The last was 70 AD. Why did they take it down? Why did they take over a society? The same reason why they taking it over today, people. The children of Israel, our ancestors, my ancestors, I'm a Hebrew. They were serving other gods, calling on other gods, setting up other gods, had so many statues and groves and so many images all through Jerusalem, up on mountains, up on hills, on the trees. The same things that you people are doing right now today. And that's why the Gentiles, Edom, our big brother, Israel, is going to do the takeover for the same exact reasons as it was in ancient times. The God of Israel gave you up to the Gentiles, just like he's going to give you up again to the Gentiles. Luke 20:21-20. Let's start there, people. And when you shall see Jerusalem, this is the Son of God, Yeshaya, my Savior in the Hebrew, speaking to his disciples before the Romans killed him. All the disciples and all the people that didn't make it out of Jerusalem in 70 AD, they slaughtered them and killed them. And he's warning the people what's going to happen. He's warning you what's going to happen right now. This is an end time prophecy that I'm getting ready to read you. No, your Christian church don't understand this prophecy. No, the number one religion in the world is Christianity. with billions of people falling down. They don't understand the Bible at all. At all. They understand a doctrine that they was taught from the Bible, but they don't understand the Bible. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation there are is nigh. You got armies everywhere right now. Back in ancient times, they had armies everywhere. When the Son of God was born, the Romans was in control. The Romans was in control of Jerusalem. They the ones that took the Son of God out. And the disciples and all the rest of them. They had armies back then, and they got armies now. The Romans. And when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation there are is nigh. It's about to be a takeover, Peter. It's about to be a takeover, John. They about to kill me. The Gentiles, the sinners, they about to kill me and destroy me. They about to take Jerusalem down. It's about to be a takeover right now, people. Yes. And all you want to do is think about going to work and making some more money and sending my kids back to school and going to college and get my education so I can be a doctor, so I can be a lawyer, so I can be a nurse. Oh, my God, how pathetic are you to think that this world would even exist long enough for you to do those things. When you see Jerusalem, who is Jerusalem today? The 12 tribes of Israel in the Jerusalem that's over there, not the fake Jerusalem where the Israelis live. I'm not talking about that Jerusalem. That's the fake Jerusalem. I'm talking about the Jerusalem, Mount Zion, Canaan, Palestine. It's in Africa. Y'all didn't know that Jerusalem was in Africa? No, you didn't know that. You didn't know it. I'm talking about that Jerusalem. There's nobody there. The people was kicked out long time ago. It's empty. There's nobody there but the God of Israel and the heavenly host. I'm going to prove that to you, people. Know that the desolation is near, people. It's near. It's right here now. The desolation. The destruction, the new world order, the mark of the beast, the Antichrist. The Antichrist, they already got him. They already done created the Antichrist, believe me, people. They already got him. He already been created. He already been made. Yeah, I know where he at, too. I know where he is because the God of Israel showed me where he is and what he's doing right now. It's not his time yet. When it's his time, now speaking to you prophetically, people, right now. When it's his time, the Antichrist time, they will reveal him to you. Who is they? The Gentiles. Esau. His children, his descendants, his bloodline, and his seed. Yeah, they got him. When it's time for him to be revealed, and it won't be long, my people. It will not be long. Watch out, people. excuse me. Verse 21 of Luke 20. Now all of a sudden my allergies want to act up, people. All of a sudden. Give me a minute. Verse 21. Then let them which are in Judea. Judea is Jerusalem. It is the southern kingdom of the Hebrew nation. You have the southern kingdom and you have the northern kingdom. The northern kingdom is, it was in Samaria. Samaria, up north of Jerusalem. Ancient Jerusalem. Not the Jerusalem you see today, but of Israeli. Not that Jerusalem. Ancient Jerusalem. Judea was in the southern part of Jerusalem. And he said, when you, then let them which are in Judea, listen to me, people, please. I'm trying to give you some wisdom. Flee to the mountains and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let them not that are in the countries enter therein too. So the Son of God was warning the disciples what was going to happen. And when you see Judea, which is the southern part of ancient Jerusalem, where Peter lived, and John and all of them lived. Because guess what? Wasn't nobody living in Samaria because the 10 tribes had got kicked out of Jerusalem. The northern kingdom had got destroyed by the Syrian army in 7021 BC. So there was nobody there. And the people that was there, they weren't the original people. I'm not going into that. That's a lot of history. I'm not talking about that today. I'm just letting you know that the Son of God, the Mashiach, the Shia told them to flee to the mountain. Do you have a mountain near you, Pete? Do you have a mountain near you? And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. You don't want to leave, do you? You don't want to depart out, do you? You love your job. You love your education. You love your life. You love your house. You love your car. The Son of God is telling you to depart out of it. And let them that are into the countries enter. There in two. For these be the days of vengeance. Luke 20:22. That all things which are written may be fulfilled. These are the days of vengeance, people. Back then and now. It's time for vengeance. It's time for it to happen the way the God of Israel want it to happen. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be a great distress in the land. And wrath upon this people. What people? The 12 tribes of Israel. They all over the earth. And I'm going to show you that too today. They're not just in no one area, in no one location like they was back in ancient times. Right now, they are scattered all over the world. It is a day of great distress. Y'all think it's something now that you ain't got no food on the shelves and it's getting low and it's getting short and the gas getting low. People, it's just going to get worse. Listen to me. Prophetically speaking to you, in the next 6 months, yes, I'm prophesizing right now, in the next 6 months, people, it's going to be something that your eyes have never dreamed that you could see in this life. Great distress. No food, no water, no gas, no nothing. Great distress. What is 6 months from now? What month is this, people? This is what, April, right? April, May, June, July, August, September, October. October. Watch out, people, for the month of October. I'm going to record. Great distress, people. Great distress. What is distress? What is distress, people? Something that you, I can't even put distress, great distress in words. Y'all just think the government going to come and fix your gas and make the gas prices go down. And you just think the government going to come and make the food trucks come and bring them. The government don't have nothing to do with this. This is all about the God of Israel. He's in control. The government think they are in control. The government think they can fix this, and they think they can fix that. These are the people that want to take. No, they can't fix nothing. Because the God of Israel has already said what it is. Great distress. So no, you won't be getting no foods on your shelves packed up no more like they used to be. No, you won't be getting the gasoline prices going back to $2 and $1.50 for a gallon. No, you won't be getting that. COVID-19 leaving the earth. None of that. You won't be getting it, people. Great distress. And you just want to pretend and act like nothing is going on and I can travel and I'm going to go on vacation and it's Easter and, oh, yeah, Mother's Day coming up. And yes, that's where your mind at, people. Your mind is on foolishness. When the Son of God have already told you, people, flee to the mountain. Flee. Because the desolation is near. And I told you 6 months from now, you're going to see some things that you ain't never dreamed in your life that your eyes can see. Distress. Death. Yes, people, I'm prophesying again what I hear from the God of Israel. Death. In destruction. For these be the days of vengeance, he said. I'm at verse 23. But woe unto them that are with child. Let's go all the way down. I'm going to read that. That give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. No, people. Ain't no peace. Ain't no shalom. Ain't no shalom. Ain't no God gonna help me. And Jesus gonna bless me. And Jesus gonna turn it around. And Jesus gonna make it right. And Jesus gonna help me and my children. Do you hear what the Bible say, people? Great distress. Shall in wrath. What is wrath? Wrath. No, the God of Israel is not pleased with us. We done did a lot of things to him. He going to let the new world order have you. He going to let the new world order take you down. He's telling you what to do right now. The wrath, he said. So you got great distress in Luke 21:23. I'm going to take my time, people. I have to take my time because I have to listen and hear as I talk to you what to say to you in the prophetic. So the wrath upon this people, it was upon Peter, John, and James, and all the children of Israel that was living in Judea, Jerusalem, at the times that the Romans was in charge. Esau, children. The wrath of this people. That's why they took the Son of God out. They killed all the disciples. They killed all the people that they could kill. And the ones that they didn't kill fled into the mountain. And that mountain was Atlas Mountain. Over there by Morocco. That's why you got Hebrews right now in Morocco, in Africa. The Atlas Mountain is over there by Morocco it's north. Somewhere up that way. And then we ran on into West Africa, which is close to Morocco, which is Ghana. That's where the 2.5 tribes ran, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, to Ghana through the Atlas Mountain, which is over there by Morocco, headed towards West Africa, which is Ghana, the Ivory Coast. You had 2.5 tribes. And those 2.5 tribes, we stayed over there 200 years, our ancestors, and then they came with the slave ships and brought the 2.5 tribes to America, to Europe, to Asia, all that. That's how we got on this side of the world. It was Judah, Benjamin, and Levi on the slave ships. Haitians is Levi. Haitians are the priests. Yes, they was on the slave ship. Because they ran and did what the Son of God told them to do. When the Romans came and took Jerusalem down, another tribe was Judah. My tribe was on the slave ships in the 15th century when we came across the Atlantic Ocean on the ship. And then you had Benjamin, half of Benjamin, not all of Benjamin. So it's 2.5 tribes on the slave ships. Who is Benjamin? Who is Judah? Judah is a Negro, they call us all over the earth, in Brazil, in Belize, Greece, all over is Judah. Yes, people, listen to what I'm saying. I'm trying to give you history and prophecy and everything that I can give you to help you people to understand where we are in the prophetic. Yes. So in the 15th century, we came to America from Ghana, West Africa. Let me go back to what I'm saying, people. So it's great wrath. It's wrath upon this people, the children of Israel. This is the society. This is the takeover towels. Esau descendants want to take the children of Israel down. Jacob's children, Yaakov in the Hebrew, is our father. Yaakov is my DNA. I have an ancient DNA. I have an ancient bloodline. You ever wonder why they made DNA centers and they want to know your DNA and they want you to give your blood? And these people want to know who we are. They know who we are, people. You don't know. They done told you, you Gentiles and Mexicans and all kind of people. Stupid. Stupidity, man. Stupidity. Where is the Hebrew kingdom? Where's the Hebrew people? Where's the Hebrew nation? No, they are not dead. That's what they got you believing. So wrath is upon this people. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. This is the new world order. Back then, it was an order. It was a new world order from the Pope back then. The Pope, that was their leadership and rulership, he gave an order to take Jerusalem down. They was killed by the edge of the sword. They beheaded John. They beheaded John with the sword. I mean, not John James. They beheaded him. What you think going to happen to you people, man? Great wrath. We are in great distress. Wrath is upon us from our God. Wrath. We will say right here. And they shall fall. That's what the Son of God said. By the edge of the sword. He was telling Peter and them back then. And he's telling us right now today. And shall be led away captive into all nations. That's why we are here on this side of the world. That's why the children of Israel are scattered all over the earth. But the bad thing is they don't know who they are and they don't know who their God is. They call it on Ceramicus, Mother Mary with the Catholic Church, Guadalupe, over there in the Caribbean, that's all, that's them the 10 tribes in the Caribbean, Guadalupe and all that, bowing down to statues, kissing statues, burning candles to statues. Those are the 10 tribes in the Caribbean, the Northern Kingdom, people. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Jerusalem. Back in ancient times, in 70 AD, that's what I'm talking about, when the Romans took down Jerusalem, Esau's children, Edom, our big brother. It was trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. It's that time right now. It is that time right now, people. Vengeance. It's time for vengeance. The Son of God, Yeshua, and his Father will take down the Gentile nation. He's going to take them down. They're going to take them down, people. After they get to destroy 90% of the children of Israel and the world and whoever else, let me keep going. Verse 25 of Luke 20. And there should be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars upon the earth. Distress of nations. Distress nations. Yes, we have signs right now. And the stars and the moon. Distress of nations. Look at the world. Everybody is in distress. No food. No water. No this. Wars. This. That. COVID-19. Pandemic. Distress of nations. The whole entire earth, the whole entire world is right now in distress. This is a sign that the desolation is drawing near, people. The desolation is a new world order. And they're going to kill 90% of the people in this earth. Yeah. That's the desolation. It's drawing near. The Antichrist will be revealed very soon, people. Very, very soon. No, it's not Jeff Bozer. No. It's many antichrists. Antichrists in the earth now. The Bible says that over there in 1 John. It's many antichrists. No, Jeff Bozer is not the antichrist. Elon Musk, the richest man in this world. Okay, people, I'm back. I am back. I got disconnected again. Where I am, the internet sucks. It's very, very bad. Very, very bad, bad, bad. I'm sorry about that. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't been coming on. Because the internet here is very, very terrible. Okay, but I'm back, people. I am back. Let me finish. So we read in Luke 21, verse 25 now. And there shall be a sign in the sun and in the moon and in the stars upon the earth, distressing nations. So what I was saying, no, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and all these rich people, billionaires, they are not the Antichrist. They're just part of the takeover, and they're just part of bringing forth the new world order and the system of the beast. They're just part of Satan's realm of what he is doing. Esau. Those are Esau children. Those are Edomites. They Esau descendants. All of them. So no, they're not the Antichrist. Trump is not the Antichrist. None of that stuff. None of that. Don't believe that. They have the Antichrist put away somewhere right now. Okay, he put away. When it's time for him to be revealed, they will bring him forth. He have a time. He have an hour. He have a season. But our desolation is nigh. So the Son of God is warning the disciples what's going to happen. He's telling us right now what we need to do, what we got to do. Stop listening to these leaders trying to tell you, oh, no, just, you know, we got to wait on Iran ahead and, oh, no, we got to wait on this and we got to wait on that. No, don't wait on nothing. Do what the Bible tells you to do right now. He said, flee into the mountain. He said right here, 25 verse. It would be distress of nations. That's going on right now, people. With perplexity. That's going on right now. A lot of trouble. A lot of problems. A lot of confusion. A lot of everything. COVID-19. A lot of everything in this earth. Perplexity. No peace. No love. No joy. No hope. No nothing. Perplexity, people. Distress of nations. The children of Israel is the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes. And then you got the Gentile nations. You either Hebrew or Jew. either Hebrew or a Gentile. Okay, people? Listen to me, people. I'm trying to help you. Listen to the God of Israel today. Perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You see all these storms and floods and water and tornadoes and earthquakes. And you see all this stuff going on, the floods killing so many people. And this is a sign. This is a sign, people. Your world is not coming back. I told you that 2 years ago, that your world is not going to ever come back the way it used to be. So stop hoping, stop praying, stop fasting, stop calling on Jesus, a false god, thinking and hoping that it's going to come back, because it's not going to happen, people. It is not going to happen. You better be getting ready, Matt. You better be getting prepared, Matt. You better be doing it. You better be moving somewhere where you got a well, where you can get your own water, people. Ain't going to be no water. Ain't going to be no water in your grocery stores, people. You got to have your own well. You got to be moving somewhere by a river where you can get some, or dam with some water, where some food growing naturally in the earth where you can eat, you and your children, man. In America, we don't have no food. What food is on a tree? We don't have no fruit trees. We don't have no plums. We don't have no grapes. We don't have nothing no more. They done dimmed the other people that want to take over the society. They done took everything out the earth. Everything have been took out the earth. There's nothing left that we have in the earth that can make us healthy, can give us food to eat, to survive for me, us and our children. You better be thinking about your children and your life right now. Don't be thinking about no money and no job and no work and I love my house and I got to pay my car note. No, people, stop thinking about those things. Yourself near some water. Move, pack your bags, get up out, go to some water, go to a place where you can get some natural food and water. Wherever that is, whatever country it is. Not Europe though. I don't recommend that anybody move to Europe right now. Or Canada and all that kind. No. We need to move somewhere where there is natural inhabitants, food and water. Anyway, people, let me keep going. So it says here, verse 26, men's heart fell in them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Yes, the Son of Man is coming. The Mashiach, the Son of God, Yeshua. Yes, he's coming. But before he get here, he already told you what to do, to flee into the mountains. And don't enter into no city where there's armies everywhere. Perplexity. Flee. Yes, he's coming. But he's not coming to give no rapture and pick up people and all that. People, you don't understand the Bible. I keep telling you, you don't understand the precepts of the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls. You don't understand the history of the Hebrew kingdom, the scrolls. He's coming, but he's coming to fight. He's coming to make war with Edom. And I'm going to prove that today. He's coming to make war with them. He's coming to take them down. Why? Because they want to take down the Son of God and his Father world. They want to control the world. They want their God Satan to sit up in the hills of the height and be the Most High. They want him to set up in the sides of the north, set up his kingdom. Where is that? Up there in Mars somewhere, where they got rockets and stuff going up and down right now. We're going to get to that later. So they trying to take down a society, a world, a people, and our God, and set their world up, their world. They cashless society, smart cities, cashless supermarkets. They want to set up their digital virtual world, make everything into robots and digital and virtual technology, a world of technology. That's what they want to do. But see, the God of Israel ain't going for that. His world would stand the way he wanted. The way he created and made it, it's going to stand like that until he get ready to take it down. So the Son of God is coming in the clouds, and they're going to see him. Look at here, people. With great power, he's coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, Peter. Look up, John. Look up, James. Look up, Israel. Look up, Gentiles. And lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Lift up your head, people. Look at the signs. Look at the times. Look at the prophecy. Great perplexion in the nations, distress, wrath. It's here, people. It's here. It is here, people. I know y'all don't want to believe it. I know y'all don't want to receive it, but it's here. 2023, oh God, people, some things that I have been shown about 2023 is so very shocking to me. I don't even think I can speak it right now because the God of Israel ain't telling me to speak. I've been shown some things that's going to happen within one more year from now. People, you better do it now. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what the God of Israel have revealed to me and shown me. People, do it now. Prepare. You don't have enough water. You don't have enough food. You don't have enough this. You don't have enough that. Prepare. Get out of there, people. Get your passports while you can. Because in a minute, you won't be able to get them either. In a minute. In the next 6 months, I hear, you won't be able to get them either, people. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you what I hear right now. You won't be able to get a pass in the next 6 months. Because everything going to be shut down. And everything going to be the order of the new world. You haven't heard your president yet, Joe Biden? He done been on TV just recently. He made a couple live news broadcasts talking about it's a new world, it's a new order, and all of that, Pete. Y'all people ain't listening. You're not listening. They telling you right in your face what they get ready to do. They showing you right in your faces. But all you people can look, think about is mine. 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 In a minute, your mind ain't going to mean nothing no way, people. That little money, all that money you got in the banks and all, that money ain't going to be nothing but paper. It's a new world order, a cashless society. Everything will be digital. It's going that way, towards that way in the next 6 months. Things are flipping over to digital. Virtual, they call it. A virtual world. Yeah. Yeah, people. Yes. So look what he said. He's covered with power and great glory. They won't be able to stop the Son of God. They won't be able to stop the holy angels. They missiles or whatever they got, they hypersonic missiles, or they won't be able to stop the Son of God. He's coming with great power and great glory. Yeah, he's coming, people. Oh, yes. And he won't be a white man either. He won't be the Cedric Bourgeois, all them white pictures that you got of Jesus. No, he won't be looking like that. No. He's going to be looking just like the children. Israel, because he's a Hebrew. He's from the tribe of Judah. Yahuda, just like me, and I'm a black woman. Yeah. He's from Africa, remember? Jerusalem is in Africa. Palestine. You think he's white? I think white people are from Europe. Europe. Asia, all up in there. No, he ain't white. He not going to be what you think you're going to look at. And before, when he come through the sky, 90% going to be already gone anyway. Dead. Destruction will have been hit this earth so bad. He coming for his 10%, his remnant. That's who he coming for. And he's going to take down all them nations, all them kings and queens and all them people that want to rule and take over with a new society and take over with a digital world and all of that stuff. Look what it say, 28 verse of Luke 21. And I have a few more scriptures. I got to get going. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draw near. That means the Son of God, the Mashiach, the God of Israel, Ahaya, is going to send his holy angels. He coming too. Yeah, you're going to see him too, the Father, the Creator. He's the first king of Israel. And the Son of God is the second one. Your redemption draw near. He's coming to redeem his remnant. 90% gonna already be dead, people. I'm telling y'all what I know in the prophetic. Yeah. Yes, people. Let's keep reading. We're going to take this all the way to the 38th verse. Let me read it through. And he spake of them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees when they now shoot forth, you shall see and know of your own selves that summer is now at hand. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is now at hand. Yes, people. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. All the prophecies, this generation, the last and final generation is now. It's not going to pass away until all that the God of Israel or higher have spoken to be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffetation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. And that's exactly where we are in prophecy right now. And the Son of God already warned us. Take heed that you be not overcharged with sufficient. So busy. Everybody is busy. Overcharged with sufficiency. So busy. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. Busy. Just going on with our life like everything is normal. This is a dumb, foolish, crazy people to think that. Just busy. Busy. I got to go to get the money to pay my bills. No, you got to be taking that money and digging your well. That's what you better be doing now. You better take that money that you so busy working and getting and going out and digging your well. And digging your underground tunnel so you can store food. So you can store food underground, people. But the Son of God said, you're so busy. And you drunkenness. You want to party and get high and do drugs and do cocaine and do crystal meth and pills and opium and all kind of stuff. Drunkenness. Ciroc and vodka and have all kind of wild parties. And yes, people, that's why the God of Israel sent the COVID-19 in the earth. Yeah, he used the Gentiles to put it or make it or whatever they was doing up in a lab. But he stirred it the way he wanted to stir it. I've been telling you that. Yeah. And he closed all the clubs and closed parties and closed the churches. He closed the schools. The God of Israel closed down everything. And you open it back up because you want to party and go to vacations and lay on the yacht and lay on the islands and go here. No, people, it's not that hour now. It's not that time. And it's not that day. You and your children are going to die, people. Listen to me. This is what I'm hearing in my ear right now. If you don't listen and prepare and do what the God of Israel is telling you to do, you and your children will die. That's what I'm here to tell you, people. Look what the Bible's saying now. Thank you, God of Israel. Oh, my God, help me, Father. And the cares of this life, all you care about is what you got to do in this world. The cares of this life. I got to make some money. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to have this. I got to have that. I got to go here. I got to go there. Oh, my God, people. What you love will destroy you. And that's this world. You love this world. And the Gentiles, the people in rulership, the masters, the ruling powers, the people that set up your digital world, they know you love it. They know you love it. The God of Israel know you love it. And that's why he warning you right now through the Son of God and telling you not to love it. Because it's going to take you down. It's going to take you and your children out. You love it. Your kids love it. They got to have joys. They got to have Xboxes. See, that's what's going to take you down because you love the cares of this life. So that the day come upon you unaware. And that's why they got everybody busy right now. Everybody. They got everybody busy right now. Everybody busy. Everybody is busy. 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 Getting my hair done, my nail, just busy. Going to church. The God of Israel ain't never told you to go to no church, B. The God of Israel hates your churches. He hates all your temples, all your mosques. He hates all of it. He never wanted a temple in Jerusalem. He told David, I don't want no temple, David. I don't need no temple. I don't need no building. I'm happy dwelling in a wilderness. I don't need none of that, David. But if you want to build a temple, go ahead. Go ahead. Because he already knew when the children of Israel built the temple over in Jerusalem what they was going to do. They was going to defile it with all their gods. Just like you people building temples all over the world that the God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with it because he only gave David permission. Listen to me. I'm giving you a word of knowledge now. He only gave David one permission to build one temple, and that temple was in Jerusalem. And that's the only temple that he ever allowed or ever told David and Solomon that it was okay for them to build it. Nowhere else. So no, all these temples and churches you running up into, I'm going to church and all that. You busy people, busy bodies. Let me read you. It's going to come on you unaware. And the people that's going to take over the society and trying to take it over, but they can't take the 10% out. They can take the 10% out. And that's when the Son of God going to bust the sky open when they try to mess with his remnant, the 10%. He's going to take down the 90. I'm telling you that right now. This prophecy. Can't nobody stop that. It's going to come unaware because you're so busy. You and your kids busy, going to school. Why you think they open the schools back up? Why you think they open the colleges back up? Why you think they opened up the vacations and the hotels and the resorts and the theme parks and the restaurants? And why you think these people open all this stuff back up? Why? To keep you busy so they can do what they're doing behind the scenes. Behind the scenes. And every once in a while, they'll make a news broadcast saying, yeah, well, we're going to do this with a robot. Or Elon Musk just said that. I'm going to get to that later. Let me keep reading. I got to finish this, people. It's going to be unaware, people. Unaware means you don't know what. This is verse 34, Luke 21. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going on. is unaware. You don't know people. Your leaders don't know either. For, look what it says in 35 verse. For as a snare should it come on all of them. All of them. Who is them? The society. Take over of a society. Who will conquer? Us or them? Part two. Just the top. It's going to be a snare, people. It's a trick. A snare is a trick. A snare is a device. A snare is deception. It's going to be a snare, something that's going to knock you and your kids down. You won't be able to get out. Take you as a snare. It should come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Are y'all listening to me today? This is Luke 21, verse 35. It will come on them, a snare, something that you people cannot see, something that you people do not know, something that you people do not understand. It shall come on all of them, not some of them. No Christians, you won't be getting away. Muslims, Buddha, Hindu, none of y'all people will be getting away. It's going to be a snare that's going to come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, he said. Therefore, look at COVID-19. That's a snare. That is a snare. And it's on the face of the whole entire earth. It is a snare. It's a snare, people. But again, they open up everything to keep you busy. So you don't understand the snare. And you don't see the snare. And you don't see the tricks and the trickery that they are doing. They open it up, things that make you think things are normal. And it's not. To deceive you, to believe that life is going to return and go back the way it used to be. Why they set up their digital world, their digital universe that they try to set up on the stars and the moon and up there in Mars and all of that. Their digital universe. Yeah. Yes, people. They already telling you what they're doing. It's just that you're so busy and you so outdated with the information that you have. You so outdated with your knowledge and wisdom and understanding because you keep drinking that water up in the grocery store and eating the food. And the God of Israel already told me the water that you drink is making you plastic. Plastic. The people are plastic, he said, because they drink in the water. You plastic, man. You just like a dummy doll. You see them dummy dolls being, you know what, people, I was looking the other day, right? I was riding past like a store or something. I seen a dummy sitting up, you know, in the window with clothes on them. With clothes on them. You know what came to me? This is how the people look. They dummies. They dummies. Plastic. All them clothes that y'all people wearing, you think it's cute, Gucci and Louis Vuittons and all that stuff, Ralph Bottom. You think all that stuff. All of that stuff the Gentiles set up, Esau, his descendants, they set all the clothes up, everything, the water, food, everything that you are involved in is making you plastic. That's why I don't like the clothes. I'd rather make my own fashion. I don't need Esau fashion. I don't need the Gentile gym shoes and t-shirts and this shirt and jeans. I don't need that stuff. Because the God of Israel already told me they ain't number slave clothes no way. All of them are slave clothes that you paying a lot of money for to make them wealthy and rich. Slave food in the supermarket, slave clothes, slave water, slave houses, slave car, everything is slaves. But look, people, he said here, it's going to hit everybody that's on the face of the whole earth. COVID-19 is one snare. Disease. Everybody's sick, right? That's another snare. Yeah, the God of Israel putting it on you. It's his wrath. It's his wrath upon a disobedient, wicked, evil people that want to serve other gods. And want to make man their God when he told you not to trust in man. Yeah. Yeah, he led the snares. Yeah, go ahead, give him the snares. Verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And in that daytime, he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out above in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. For to hear him. He went to the Mount of Olives to pray, people. He didn't pray in the temple now. He went in there just to teach. He went to the Mount of Olives. He went on top of a mountain to pray and talk to his father, the God of Israel, Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who he is. He's not the God of the whole world. What scripture is that? Is not one scripture in the Bible say he's the God of the whole world? Not one. Please, somebody give me one. Please. It says he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yaakov, my father. Abraham, my father. Isaac, my father. And the father of the Hebrew nation. Okay, people. Now, Mount of Olives is where he went to pray. Mount of Olives is where he went to pray, people, right? Let me show you something. Let's go to our next scripture. Let's go to Acts 1. Acts 1. Let me show you Mount of Olives. What's the significance of the Mount of Olives? It's right over there in Jerusalem, in Africa. In Africa, people. The Mount of Olives is in Africa. Jerusalem is in Africa, okay? Africa. The Mount of Olives, Mount Zion. All of that is right next to each other. They just big mountains and hills. Mountains. They like 10, 15 miles from each one. But they both are in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 1, people. Acts 1. Acts 1. Acts 1, verse 7. Okay? It says here, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father, Ahiah, have put in his own power. But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and then Samaria. I told you Samaria is the northern kingdom where the 10 tribes live, Jerusalem, and unto the othermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, verse 9 of Acts 1, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up in heaven? This same Yeshua, not known Jesus now, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew, he's not a Greek. There's no J's in the Hebrew alphabet. His name would never be Jesus, the Son of God. He's a Hebrew. He's from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda. He a Jew. He a king. He's from the same tribe as David and Solomon. No, so his name is not Jesus. Jesus is Zeus without the J, which was taken up from you into heaven. Yeshua is his name. So shall he come in like manner into heaven. So shall he come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. We're going to take this to verse 12, last verse. Then returned they, who is they? The disciples and the women. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olives. Okay? Which is from Jerusalem a 7 days journey. So where the Son of God used to go and pray and talk to his Father, that's where the ascension of the Son of God, when he went back to sit on the right hand of the Father, when he went back on the cloud, that happened in Mount Olives, the same place, Jerusalem in Africa, where he used to go and pray and talk to his Father. The holy mountain, Mount Olives. Mount Olives. I think it's three mountains, sacred mountains. Mount Zion, Mount Olives, and Mount... I can't get it right now. I have to look it up later. So let's go to the... I just wanted to show you that. That Mount Olives is a very sacred place. Because this is where the ascension took place when the Son of God went back to his Father. It's a very sacred mountain. Very sacred. It's only 10 or 15 minutes from Mount Zion. So let's go to our next scripture. Let's go to Revelation. Where am I? Okay, verse 1. Yeah, Revelation 19. Let's turn to Revelation 19. Yeah. But just to say something after I read this, to share something with you. Revelation 19, people. Yeah. Revelation 19, 11 through 16. It says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness doeth judge and make war. Excuse me. Allergies up. Excuse me. Oh, my God. Do he judge and make war? So this is what the Son of God is coming back for. He's coming back to make war. With who? Them. Them. Esau descendants. The Romans, the Greeks, the Russians, the Germans, the Spaniards. And the list go on and on and on. The British, the French, the Portuguese, He's coming back to make war with them. That's what he's coming back for. That's what he's coming back to fight people, to fight for the 10%, the remnant, the ones that they will not be able to kill with the edge of the sword. Remember the Son of God told you in Luke that they will kill you with the edge of the sword. Back now, back then it was swords. Today it's guns. Guns and weapons and stuff like that. But look what it says in Revelation 19. He's coming to judge, verse 11, and make war. He ain't coming for no rapture and to pick people up and suck them up in the air so they can go to heaven like the Christian church teach. That's false doctrine. Nobody going to live in heaven but the God of Israel and his heavenly host. You'll never live in heaven, crazy people. That place is too sacred for you to live. When you die, you ain't going no heaven. When you die, you do not go to heaven. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. When you die, you do not go to heaven. Heaven is only for the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, Ahayah, the Father, and his holy angels, and the 24 elders and all of that. It's not for you. You go to a place, but not where he is. You won't be able to go. You will never go to where the God of Israel is. It's too powerful. It's too sacred. You cannot stand in his presence. Because he's too powerful. You can't be where he is. That's why he's going to make the new Jerusalem. Over there in the book of Revelation, the home of the 12 tribes of Israel, the remnant will live there. The remnant, they're going to be immortal. The remnant will live there. Read it. They got 12 pearly gates. They got 12 foundations on the wall. Yes, people. Yes. They got 12 names on each gate for the 12 tribes. They will live there in the new Jerusalem. The remnant, the 10%, is coming down to sit on Mount Zion, the holy mountain. That's where it's going to sit. Mount Zion, where the God of Israel is right now. See how delusional you people are? Listen to these leaders coming up in churches doing funerals. Talking, oh, Betty Sue and Mama Millie and them, yeah, they went on to be with God. They went on to be with God. Oh, my God. Everybody's going to be with God, people. Are you people nuts, man? This is not true. But anyway, he's come to make war. Verse 12 of Revelation 19. I'm still going, people. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Do y'all people hear me? So the vest that the Son of God, Mashiach Messiah, had on, it was dipped in blood. Why? Because he's ready to make war with Edom, Esau descendants, the same people that's trying to conquer a society, a world, and set up a digital world, a technology, a world of technology and robots and androids and all kind of stuff. Let me do this. And there was clothed vessel dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. No, his name is not called the Word of God. That's an injection. His name is Yeshua. That's his name, my Savior in the Hebrew. And the armies which were in heaven, the armies, they coming to fight the Edomites, Esau, the rulers, the white folks that's over there in Europe, the ones that's in power. Yeah, he come to fight with them people, to take them down. Because you people can't do it. You too weak. You too gullible. You believe everything they say. Everything they tell you. Everything they set up. Everything they want you to buy. Everything they want you to wear. Everything they want you to eat. That's what you do. You too weak. You cannot fight for yourself. That's why they're going to kill 90% of y'all. Because you're too weak. You're too weak. You believe that these people are for you and they're against you. No, your gun won't be able to stop them. Why? Because they got drones, they got robots, they got all kind of stuff to suck up guns out of your hand in 1 second. So you can stop talking, oh yeah, I'm going to bear arms. I'm going to be ready for them. Let them knock on my door. Man, they got a drone. I had a dream, bro. They got a drone that can come to your window and put a beam of light through your window and suck you up out of your house. That's the kind of technology that these people got, man. How's your gun going to stop something like that? It can't. They got robots, Robocops. They got clones, they got humanoids, androids, all kind of people that look like humans, but they ain't nothing but robots. Y'all people don't understand what's going on, man. What's finna shake up this world? It's already shaking. And it's about to fall, people. It's about to fall. It's about to fall, people. And the armies which were in heaven falling him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth go a sharp sword, the Son of God, that with it shall smite the nations. I'm reading Revelation 19:15, Bishop. Pastor, elders, I'm reading Revelation 19:15. It shall smite the nation. What nations? The Gentile nations. Russia, that's a nation. Germany, Spain. All of them are nations. All of them are Gentile men. All of those people belong to Esau, Jacob, big brother. My daddy, Jacob, his big brother. Yeah, he's going to smite the nations with the sword. The sword is the words that he's going to speak. He ain't got to touch nobody. That's how much power he is. He's just going to smite him with what he say. No, they drone won't be able to stop him. They androids won't be able to stop him. They AI technology won't be able to stop him. That's what they want to believe. And that's what they want to think. So yeah, the nations, the Gentile nations. No, I'm not a Gentile. I am a Jew. My mama is a Jew. My daddy is a Jew. They just don't know it. My sister is a Jew. Both of them. They just don't know it. They're Hebrews. They just don't know it. My brother is a Hebrew. He just don't know it. My son is a Hebrew. He just don't know it. He's going to smite. He's coming to kill these people. He coming to kill them. He ain't coming to do no rapture. He coming to kill his enemy, Esau, and his children. Right now, I read it on the news that Elon Musk get ready to do a conference in July of this year talking about humanoids, how he gonna make human robots. Why is this man want to make some human robots, people? What is on his mind? What is in his mind to want to even make something like that? Humanoids, they call them. And they're going to intermingle. I read the outline that he had for his conference. They're going to intermingle with society, with people. You'll be standing next to a robot up in the airport and don't even know he's a robot. You'll be standing up to in a robot, sitting down in a restaurant eating, and you won't even know that she is a humanoid robot. Yeah, people. Yes, July. When is that? April, May, June, July. 3 months from now. I told you 6 more months. 6 months from now, this world gonna be shook up like, ooh. Yeah, people. So them little guns y'all keep your Israelites and ICP and all y'all get, stuff can't handle them people. Them people got so much technology, man. They got technology where your gun, they got something to make your gun melt in your hand. Listen to me. This is a word of wisdom. They have something to make your gun melt in your hand while you're holding it. They have something in this earth through their technology that can make you disappear in seconds. People, listen to what I am saying to you today. Because none of your leaders going to speak to you the way I'm speaking to you right. Because they can't hear the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They can't hear the God of Israel. So cut it out. Just do what the Son of God told you to do, people, and you will survive. Keep the law. Serve the God of Israel. Again, people, I got disconnected, but I'm back. Listen, people, please listen. Listen, Hebrews, G-O-C-C-I-C-E, all of y'all, listen to what I am saying. Y'all can't stand a woman saying nothing to you anyway. You've been taught through your doctrine from your elders that a woman can't do nothing but sit down. And the one scripture you use in the New Testament, one scripture without a precept. It don't stand, people. That don't stand. That's an injection. That is a injection. Believe me, it is. I'm about to go into overtime, people, in a minute, okay? So let me finish. So, yes, he's coming back to make war. I'm in Revelation 19, verse 15. And out of his mouth go a sharp sword, that with it should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of a higher God. I'm going in overtime, people. So he's coming back He's going to tread the winepress. The winepress right here in Revelation 19 simply means that he's going to kill Esau, those are the Europeans, the French, the British, and all of them. You also have Gentiles like China. China is China and Asia, Asians, and China, those are Gentiles also. You're going to deal with all of them. The Chinese, the Asians, the Europeans, they all Gentiles. China is just from the tribe of, their father's Japheth. Japheth is their father. One of Noah's other sons, Japheth. He brought the Chinese and Asians in the earth. They all are Gentiles. And they all have digital technology and so much technology and clones and robots and all kind of stuff that they have made. Now over there, what's his name?